Sean McCann's music and voice has been heard all over Canada and around the world for decades, and he's one of the founders of the immensely popular Great Big Sea Band. And he's continued on with a solo career that's taken him from coast to coast and continues on this fall, including a show coming up on September 26th in our neck of the woods, just down the coast in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia at the Sanctuary Arts Center. Sean, thanks so much for making this happen. It's great to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Ben. I'm really looking forward to get back to the close to the sea again. I miss it very much, especially Nova Scotia.
Yeah, you're on the West Coast now, or are you in Ontario?
I live just outside of Ottawa now, and like many Maritimers, I moved up this way for work.
Right on.
There's a lot more for me to do, and I felt like I had a lot more to do.
Nice.
So I've been really busy. I've been here for 10 years now, and it's been great, but I do miss the Maritimes, and I love getting a chance to go back. And Sanctuary Arts is a beautiful place, a new spot in Dartmouth. Played there a couple of years ago, and it's brand new, pretty much.
Nice.
And well-suited to what I want to do.
Yeah, you mentioned going back. Let's go back a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about the start, if we can go back to the Great Big Sea days for a minute. Must be kind of strange remembering a time before such a big life-changing journey. Tell me about how that all started. I know you were involved in music from a young age, but how did all that take place?
Yeah, it's been I've been thinking a lot about my lifetime and my career, but a lot has happened in the last 30 years. You know, I come from a time before, pretty much before the internet. Like I think I was early 20s when I got my first home computer, a Mac. And cell phones didn't come around until we were in our 30s. You know, like this whole thing, the massive change has happened so fast and it's so big. But when we started, it was in the small pubs of St. John's. And it was a very, looking back, it was almost, I try not to romanticize it, but it was almost quaint because it was small and you could walk and see the other bands and collaborate with them. And we had a lot of great bands. Like there was, there's St. John's is known for its many bars.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, what's less preached about is the quality of the music, not just of St. John's, but of the Maritimes. But in that little town, we could go see Figgy Duff or Ryan's Fancy or the Irish Descendants. They were all right there. You know, we were playing next to each other and it was a real incubator. And if it wasn't for that vibe and that space to grow, I don't think many of us would have gotten there. And I think that's something we've kind of lost now. I mean, that scenario, that situation just doesn't seem to exist in the age of digital media.
Yeah, a lot of drawbacks for sure. And I've even heard people say that they could, you know, try new material or they could try something new without having to worry about, you know, it being recorded or it being, you know, put on the internet. So that's kind of different too, I'm sure.
Yeah, but you could also learn how to treat an audience and mm-hmm. entertain people. Like you had the ability, because we used to play, we weren't the best band in St. John's. We were just the most determined.
Right.
You know, there was way better musicians and stuff. And, you had to compete and you had to be funnier. You had to be able to engage them. And we learned how to do that. And that's the skill that I see being lost, the social skills necessary. And, that's one thing Great Big Sea was really good at. We were really good at walking into what started as a small pub and ended as 20,000 people in a festival or a hockey rink of 10,000 and making them feel like they were in a room with you,
right.
Like in a small room. And that's a trick. That's hard to do and not easy to learn. It's experience is the only way to learn it. So I always try to bring that to my shows now. I always remind people, especially now, like that skill is useful. Because we don't want people to forget how to be people with each other right now.
Yeah, for sure. Especially here in Canada.
Yeah, I mean, there's a disease of division that seems to be spreading across the world, and usually that ends in war, and it scares me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I just went across the entire country in response to, the U.S. president and his, threats for the 51st state.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who would have ever conceived of that, but it happened. I was supposed to go to America last spring, and I decided not to, and at the last minute decided to drive from Ottawa to Victoria and back.
Wow.
And I threw a bunch of shows together, and it was just like, let's just go. I just wanted to go.
Yeah.
And it was my response to the the very negative things that were coming out. And to my surprise, people showed up in droves and they all wanted to sing along. People want to respond to this.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an inherent sense that, you know, indignant anger is one thing, but they're really good at that. So we need to come back with something bigger. And what we need to come back with is love and unity. And that's what I'm talking about in these shows and what I'm singing about. And I know we have our differences and divisions in Canada. We're not immune to this. But what I did learn on this trip was that, you know, unlike other countries, many other countries in the world, Canadians can still gather in an open tent every show, every night. And with their differences in the room, we can acknowledge them with respect and get together and agree on a song and sing together. And that's the glue that we need now more than anything.
Yeah, good point, for sure. And you mentioned that a lot of these shows, people have been like singing along and it's been sort of a happy atmosphere. What do you think about your music and the music you did with the band and like that style? What do you think it's about that brings people together? Like what it really it seems like a positive type of music.
Yeah, it's hooky stuff. It's anthemic. The sea shanties that we drew on traditionally were very singable songs that were designed to help people do hard things by working together. So they seem to be a really good fit for now. Because togetherness is under threat, and that's what could undermine this. But I don't think anyone can defeat us together. And I think that it's like politicians are unable to find common ground now.
Mm-hmm.
Like there is. It's important that we remember that there is, and if it's as simple as a song that we sing together, that's still a reminder that we have more in common than we have, you know, indifference.
Right.
Like we're human beings and we're Canadians, and now's the time to remember that even when we disagree. And I think the simple music of Great Big Sea allows for that to happen. Like that was the type of music it allowed for. And my personal journey, I mean, I've gone through a lot of stuff and those songs have become informed by struggle and recovery. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I never forgot how to write the hook.
Right.
I still love an anthem. I don't like writing songs that I don't like to sing out loud in front of people. And that's for me the litmus test. Like, how do I, you know, it's not a great song until it's shared with people and we all sing it together. And that's what I always swing for, those fences.
And it sounds like you've taken the negative things in your life or, you know, the negative climate right now, and you're doing something positive with it, with this tour, which is a good thing. A lot of people can, you know, say that they, you know, want unity and say that they, you know, want positivity, but you're actually going out and doing it, which is good to hear.
It's hard to do. I wrote a lyric in one of the last Great Big Sea songs I wrote called "In This Life." Every fist will find a fight. And, you know, fights will come, but it's the great challenge to, you know, fights never end well. There's always great consequence. But if you can rise above and meet that fist with love, I think that's where the strength really is. And I'm not saying I think we have to push back hard against Trump and all that. I'm not saying that. But when it comes to each other in Canada, now's the time to lay down the gloves, you know, and hold hands for a second and weather the storm together.
Yeah.
That's when, you know, unity plays a big role here, and that doesn't come with fists. Not in this country. That's not how we go.
Wise words for sure. The Great Big Canadian Road Trip Tour, you're extending it. You're going to Dartmouth. What can people expect if they've never been to a show with you?
Well, they're going to have their throats are going to be sore from singing and their hands are going to be sore from clapping because they're the band. I can't afford a band anymore. Music business is real tough these days. But, you know, I walk into a room and I'm pretty good. I've become a pretty good band leader. And so that's what they can expect. And just, you know, we're going to focus on the positive and we're going to push back against the negative with positive things. And music is that. Music is the weapon that can really, really resonate on a deeper level, you know. And again, I wish politicians, you know what they should do? They should learn how to sing. There'd be less war.
I'm sure that would go over well. Yeah.
Teach them. We shouldn't elect people unless they can sing.
Okay. Well, listen, I want to thank you so much for talking to me. If people want to get tickets, you can go on your website. You've got your show dates there.
Yep, SeanMcCannSings.com.
Perfect. And you can click on concerts, and that's going to be coming up again in Dartmouth at the Sanctuary Arts Center September 26th, right around the corner.
Yeah, very soon, and it's a great venue. It's you know, there's a lot of love gone into it, and I played there a couple years ago. It's brilliant. It's perfect for what I want to do.
Perfect. Well, Sean, I thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show.
Thank you so much, Ben. Really appreciate it, and can't wait to get back to Nova Scotia.